This is St. Louis Public Radio. Earlier this year, a South St. Louis 5-year-old found a loaded gun in a drawer while he was looking for Easter candy. He pointed it and pulled the trigger and accidentally killed his 7-year-old brother. St. Louis pediatricians are trying to prevent such deaths by talking to parents about gun safety. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports, those questions aren't always welcome.
3-year-old Isaiah is starting daycare soon, which means she needs a checkup and a shot.
1, 2, 3. Oh, you okay?
Isaiah's doctor, Ken Haller, is trying to win the stone-faced toddler over.
Isaiah, come back, I kiss.
Before he leaves, Haller sits down with Isaiah and her mom for the part of the checkup most parents will recognize, in which he asks them about dangerous stuff in their house.
Are there things in your household that you're aware of that could be hazardous to, or things like that?
Of course, the clothes.
Electrical outlets, car seats, and...
Are there any guns or weapons in the house?
Okay. Haller is a pediatrician at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Hospital and the past president of the state's chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says he asks the gun question at nearly every checkup.
Guns are a hazard, and for whatever reason you might feel you need a gun in the household, it's also something that has the potential to be very harmful to your child.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends doctors talk to parents about firearm safety during visits. The Academy's official stance is guns should be kept locked, unloaded, and away from where kids can find them. According to the journal Pediatrics, an average of 6,000 children are injured from firearms each year. 1,300 die from guns, and close to 80 of those, about 6%, are accidental shootings. Haller says he doesn't have an agenda other than to keep younger children from playing with a dangerous firearm and older children from using it to hurt themselves.
I have not said to anyone, you should not have a gun, or having a gun is bad, or having a gun is the wrong choice for you.
Many people agree the safety guidelines are common sense. Even the National Rifle Association says that guns should be kept unloaded and away from unauthorized users, like little kids. But some people think doctors aren't the ones who should give that advice. In November, the NRA set Twitter ablaze after it said doctors should, quote, stay in their lane after the American College of Physicians called for stricter gun laws. Paul Bastien agrees with the NRA, even though he's a little more polite. He owns Ultimate Defense, a shooting range in St. Peter. Bastien's a former police officer who teaches safety classes. He stopped to talk on a lunch break during a day-long class.
Today is Defensive Handgun 1, more based around how to survive armed confrontation.
Bastien says pediatricians have good advice. He followed the same guidelines to keep his own kids safe. But he's also wary of what he sees as a doctor's political agenda. Gun accidents, he says, account for such a small fraction of injuries compared with, for example, trampolines.
When I take my kids to the pediatrician, one of the questions isn't, do you own a trampoline?
Bastien says pediatricians talking to parents isn't going to actually make anyone safer.
I think if they are incapable of grasping the danger of potentially having a loaded firearm within the reach of children, I don't think a pediatrician saying, what are you thinking, is going to change that situation.
But doctors say they have to try. Pediatric surgeon Bo Kennedy sees the worst of the worst in the ER of St. Louis Children's Hospital.
I remember a 3-year-old little boy that found a handgun in the closet and put it in his mouth and pulled the trigger because that's what he did with his water pistol to get a drink out of it. And obviously he didn't survive.
He says many of the children he sees die because there's a loaded gun lying around. And talking the risk through with parents has become increasingly difficult.
Talking about guns has become much more of a volatile issue, though, I think, within the past 20 years. The National Rifle Association has made any conversation about keeping guns in a way that is safer, making that into a control issue.
But both Haller and Kennedy say as long as 3-year-olds keep coming into their emergency rooms, they have no choice but to keep talking about guns. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.